Good evening, welcome, and thanks for tuning in to Express FM. We are Captain Sarah, Captain Gemma, and First Mate Elliot from the Pompey Pirates. We're here with you for the next hour with a very special show this evening. For those of you who are regular listeners to Express FM, you may well have heard from us at Pompey Pirates before, and you might already know that we are part of the Literacy Hubs, a Portsmouth-based charity aiming to help communities across the city to gain the literacy skills they need to thrive. After the past few years, it has never been more obvious how important literacy skills are for the future chances of our young people. So before we get stuck into our show tonight, here is the founder of the Literacy Hubs, Becca Dean, to explain a little more about the work that we do.
The Literacy Hubs is a charity that is supporting communities across Portsmouth to gain the literacy skills that they need to thrive. And the Pompey Pirates supports children from the least advantaged communities across the city between primary and secondary schools. Literacy underpins everything, and all of those skills are fundamental to succeeding in life. Every hub will be shaped by the community. So what makes us so special is the fact that we are here in the heart of the city, but we are an unconventional learning environment that you might never normally come across. We're a pirate ship. We're an exciting space. We're different to after-school clubs or intervention where children might get pulled out of lessons and not feel comfortable. We want them to feel happy and come to us and feel excited. I'm really incredibly proud of the children for being so brave and trusting us and coming to the ship, and the impact that it's having on their confidence, self-belief and self-worth.
As you heard there, Pompey Pirates is an incredible, exciting and fantastical place that children from across the city visit once a week for additional support with their literacy. And a huge part of the work we do together is focusing on creating meaningful, published projects so that they can share their amazing imaginations and talents with the rest of the city. Which brings us on to this evening's show. Over the past few years, there have been some amazing examples of young people speaking out about environmental issues, and we knew that this was something that our young pirates also cared really deeply about. We wanted to give the pirates the chance to share that passion, express their opinions, and maybe even teach people something they didn't know. So we set them a bit of a challenge.
We asked them to help us create a radio show all about the environmental impact of palm oil use. So since April, the pirates have been working incredibly hard, researching their facts and writing some really interesting and informative speeches that we are going to be sharing with you right here on the radio tonight.
I expect many listeners may know a little bit about palm oil use already. Let's hear what the pirates have to say about this fascinating topic.
Our speeches tonight come from the Year 5 Pirates of Westover Primary School. And here are Reuben, Oscar and Jaden to start us off.
We are Oscar, Jaden and Reuben. We are from Pompey Pirates. We are all 10 years old and in year 5. We are not just Pompey Pirates, we are the Westover Pirates from Westover Primary School. We are here to tell you about the persistent palm oil problem. We're concerned for the animals.
Orangutans, pygmy elephants and Sumatran rhinos. These are the endangered animals. They are in trouble. Their animals' homes are being destroyed. You are destroying their homes by using palm oil products, such as shampoo, food products, chocolate, etc. Tropical forests are being burned down to clear the land for palm trees. This is contributing to climate change.
Climate change will affect us worse in the long run. Heat waves are one of the effects of climate change. They can lead people to not having a good harvest and having no food.
Animals trapped in monocultures can only eat one type of certain food grown in that space. Animals trapped in monocultures may die.
They cannot exist on one type of food. They cannot travel the distance to the surrounding tropical forest.
Sustainable oil can be used instead. What is sustainable oil? The RSPO, Round Table on Sustainable Palm Oil, are working to ensure that palm oil is growing sustainably by stopping deforestation, treating farmers fairly, and protecting animals and habitats. Stop growing palm oil trees on land that is covered by rainforests. Use other oils when possible. Have bridges between fields or palm oil trees so that animals can freely wander and have access to a wide variety of foods.
To conclude, we think we should grow oil palm trees in a more sustainable manner. We think peasants and farmers should be able to acquire money and have a more sustainable life, but we
ruin ours by growing oil palm trees in a terrible manner. If we don't stop destroying our tropical rainforest, we will be hastening climate change and the destruction of our world as we know it.
Are you interested in making environmental changes?
Hi, I'm Cece.
And I'm Jessie.
We're going to tell you about palm oil and how it affects certain animals. Should we all use sustainable palm oil or should we just boycott it? Palm oil and paper making is leading to deforestation. We know that you can help the environment.
Deforestation kills the environment, which is the animals' homes and habitats. Deforestation is when people burn or cut down trees to make paper.
Between 1990 and 2008, 8% of the world's deforestation was because of clearing space to grow oil palm. This is what hurts the environment and destroys orangutans' homes. It could make them go extinct.
Many people believe we should stop using palm oil, but if we do, farmers will lose their jobs and not be able to feed their families. 85% of palm oil is grown in Indonesia and Malaysia. If they stop growing palm oil, they will stop going up in the money chain and descend into poverty.
All of the trees are getting cut down and that leads to deforestation. Areas in our forests are animals' homes, so if we cut them down, lots of animals will go extinct. This is because they don't have homes.
If we use sustainable palm oil, more than average palm oil, then we will be saving the orangutans and people can still make money, including farmers. Sustainable palm oil is grown following the RSPO guidelines, producing a checklist that people must follow to be classed as sustainable.
People must stop deforestation. It's not too late. We really hope that you consider your use of palm oil. We know that you're a good person and can help us out. Think of the animals, think of the food you're eating, think of sustainability.
Dear orangutans, I know how you feel. The struggle is real.
If we use sustainable palm oil more than average palm oil, then we will be saving the orangutans and people can still make money, including farmers. Sustainable palm oil is grown following the RSPO guidelines, producing a checklist that people must follow to be classed as sustainable. People must stop deforestation. It's not too late.
Tonight we're exploring the fascinating topic of palm oil use.
We are the Pompey Pirates. We are called Riley, Carson, Sokol and Harry. Today we are going to be talking about how palm oil is endangering species. We are going to explain why we need to use sustainable palm oil.
Orangutans cannot live in palm oil plantations because they need a variety of trees for food and enable them to travel.
The farmers are cutting down the rainforest to make palm oil farms. They're not even checking to see if animals are in the trees. Deforestation is leading to oxygen level dropping and CO2 levels are rising.
All the birds and orangutans, also pygmy elephants, are endangered because they need a variety of trees to provide their food, shelter and movement.
Palm oil is bad. You could pick things like sustainable palm oil, treating farmers fairly and ensuring palm oil is sustainable by stopping deforestation and only cutting down a certain amount of trees. Animals like orangutans can still swing safely and access food, water and shelters. Wildlife corridors make sure that the orangutans don't need to be on the floor. They can travel between different trees.
Check the toothpaste before you buy it. If it affects orangutans, it affects us all. We should definitely try to do this, especially you. You together can do this.
Hi there, my name is Sophia, and with me today is Elliot, Toby, and Ruby. Our school is Westover Primary. Today we are talking about how palm oil affects the animals in danger. and destroying the rainforest. Do you think this is good?
Hi, I'm Elliot, and we are concerned that palm oil production is killing too many animals that could become extinct. This includes orangutans. 25 orangutans are killed every day. How do you feel if you were an orangutan and your food was getting destroyed because of deforestation? Did you know between 1990 and 2008, 8% of the world's deforestation was due to clearing space for palm oil?
Hi, I'm Toby and I'm going to talk about how the orangutan's habitat, the rainforest, is getting cut down. This is called deforestation. This is nasty. Orangutans are losing their home and food by cutting down and burning the trees for food and cleaning products. We are taking away the orangutan's safety and range of food.
That is horrid, Toby. Hi, I'm Sophia. What is palm oil, I hear you say? Well, palm oil is a type of vegetable oil that can be used in lots of products, including food. Palm oil is in Nutella, McDonald's, chocolate, pizza and crisps. This makes it really hard to avoid because it's in all the things we love. Would you give up all these tasty foods?
Yes, I would, Sophia.
Instead, we could use less palm oil or buy products that contain sustainable palm oil. Sustainable palm oil is produced in a fair and equal way. This means that the farmers and orangutans are looked after. By buying sustainable palm oil, you are helping to save the orangutans and the rainforests. The Rainforest Alliance symbol tells shoppers that products include sustainable palm oil.
Think about how you can use less palm oil. Think about buying sustainable palm oil. Think about how you can save the orangutans and the rainforest.
Hope you have had a good time listening, and hopefully now you can make your own choices about palm oil. Look for food with sustainable palm oil stickers. These don't hurt the orangutans.
Hi, our names are
Lily,
Blossom,
Florence
and Clement. We're students at Pompey Pirates and we're going to share with you a poem on the subject of palm oil.
Oh, I know it's cruel, but why are the orangutans being treated the best?
Oh, I know it's cruel, but they deserve so much less.
Palm oil's good, palm oil's great, palm oil makes me feel elate.
What's the big deal? Palm oil's in every meal. Why are you causing so much of a fuss? We need palm oil, we need it for us.
Look on the bright side, let your sadness go. Not everything's bad, I want you to know. Oh dear orangutan, what can you do? They're tearing down your home, not that they mean to. I know they care, they really do. They think they're just taking down trees, the whole species, not you too.
Okay, so maybe you're right. We should probably look to the light.
Okay, so maybe you're right. We should ignore the night.
We should stand together, even though it might take forever.
We should fight till the end, even if there's trouble around the bend.
Oh, poor, poor orangutan. What will he do? But I want my Nutella and I want my special shampoo. Oh, poor, poor orangutan. What will he do? Don't fight back now. Imagine if that was you. Oh, orangutan, I hope you survive. I hope you live. Live a wonderful life. Live, orangutan. Oh, I hope you do. Live, orangutan. Let the light shine through.
We need to stop, we need to think, and we need to help.
1,000 to 5,000 orangutans die every year.
Keep this up and they really will go extinct.
We need to change. The change starts with you. Sad sorrowful orangutans die every year.
Please stop this horridness.
Help now to save our planet.
Some really interesting points raised by our Pompey Pirates from Westover Primary School, and lots of top tips on the things that we can do to reduce the impact of palm oil use.
We haven't been working on this with the Pirates alone though. All of the hard work the Pirates have done has been supported throughout this term by our amazing team of volunteers. Our volunteer crewmates come from all walks of life and bring some amazing experiences and skills to share with the young pirates. Here to tell us a little bit more about what that volunteering experience has been like is one of our crewmates, David.
I was doing reading in some primary schools and I got to hear about it, just other people talking, and I was absolutely thrilled by the idea of it, and so I went straight for it. The experience is one of energy and warmth, and the other volunteers and the team are absolutely marvellous. Everyone is very professional, and yet at the same time there's a really fun atmosphere. If you like children, if you like fun, come to Pompey Pirates. It's both rewarding for myself and for the children.
Thank you, David. We really couldn't do the work we do without the support of our volunteer crewmates. They're a vital part of our team. If you're enjoying listening to the speeches from our young pirates this evening and you think you might like to get involved in supporting future projects, then you can join the crew too.
Coming up now, we will hear from the Year 5 Pirates of Cottage Grove Primary School and their information and advice about dealing with palm oil. So let's dive straight back in and hear from Mario and Aland.
Hello, our name are Aland, Mario and Hamza. We live in Portsmouth, which is a big city by the seaside. We go to Cottage Grove School. We want to talk to you all about palm oil and its impact. We are worried about it.
Did you know that 48 football field size areas are destroyed every minute? That is just sad. The important reason we are worried is because deforestation has a big impact on our planet. We shall stop using unsustainable palm oil. It destroys forests so animals die of hunger or have nowhere to live.
Destroying the forest is a catastrophe. We are destroying the habitats of the orangutans, pygmies, elephants, sand bears, and rhinos. Across the world, there is an ongoing demand for palm oil. It is found in common things like shampoo, butter, and some fizzy drinks like Pepsi. Between 1990 and 2008, 8% of the world's deforestation was due to clearing land for growing palm oil.
Poor farmers need to grow palm oil to survive. They are encouraged to grow palm oil in rainforests, but this means cutting down trees and burning them, which destroys the places where wildlife and plants live. Carbon dioxide increases because of the burning. Carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas, which is adding to climate change. This deforestation is causing more greenhouse gases than the gases produced by cars, trucks, trains, boats, and planes all combined. But some farmers are growing palm oil as part of a sustainable practice. So when you buy products, please check first the packaging to see if it has been made out of Rainforest Alliance sustainable sources. Then you'll be helping the orangutans and the farmers.
But we need to consider, it isn't easy just to stop using palm oil. It will be difficult to boycott all palm oil, but we could work towards choosing sustainable sources by changing our shopping habits and thinking about wildlife corridors.
In conclusion, we can all start to make choices every day and try to buy products made with sustainable palm oil. Thank you for listening to our talk. Goodbye!
Hello, my name is Rahman.
My name is Nisha.
And we're from Cottage Grove to talk about palm oil.
Palm oil can be good or bad. It is mostly in food. It's bad because it is destroying habitats. Do you know the impact that palm oil is having? By the time I finish this sentence, 2,400 trees will have been cut down in one rainforest.
But there's a plot twist. 8% of deforestation is because of palm oil. To make palm oil, you have to burn trees, and trees give us oxygen. So if deforestation carries on and spreads all over the world, we'll die. Orangutans, pygmy elephants, and Sumatran rhinos are dangerously at risk because of deforestation. Would you be happy about any of this?
Each oil palm produces 6 to 10 times as much oil as you can get from growing the same amount of other crops used for oil. And we can plant more trees to make oil to sell.
Do you want to boycott palm oil? Because if we boycott palm oil, The farmers will lose their money and won't be able to feed their hungry families. It is also impossible to quit using because it is in a lot of products. How would you survive without Nutella, soap and crisps? How can we avoid palm oil and help the farmers?
We think palm oil is bad because it burns the trees and trees give us oxygen. Palm oil is bad because orangutans are sadly about to be extinct. Have you heard of sustainable palm oil? Could this be the solution? Looking for sustainable palm oil labels from the RSPO. Because they are working to ensure palm oil is grown in a way that's kind to the environment.
Thank you for listening and we hope you enjoyed our radio speech.
We are Sarah, Gemma and Elliot from the Literacy Hubs. And tonight we are exploring the fascinating topic of palm oil use with the help of our Pompey Pirates.
Hello, my name is Omar.
And my name is Cheyenne.
And we're from Cottage Grove.
And Pompey Pirates.
Today we're telling you about palm oil and how it's affecting our lives.
Did you know every one of us has used or eaten products that contains palm oil?
What is palm oil?
Palm oil is a type of oil added at least of 50% of supermarket products, including everything from chocolate and biscuits and toothpaste, washing up liquid.
Where is it grown?
On plantations near rainforests. To grow these oils on plantations, rainforests have to be destroyed. This is called deforestation.
What is the problem?
Because this takes away the habitat of wildlife, including orangutans. Over 50,000 orangutans in Indonesia have died as a result of deforestation. Horrifically, that's 25 per day.
Did you know that deforestation causes 48 football fields every minute?
This is devastating for both the wildlife and the earth, generally because this also contributes to global warming and climate change. Deforestation produces more greenhouse gases than cars, trucks, planes, boats and trains combined. That is both very terrifying and worrying.
Palm oil is the only product grown. This is called a monoculture.
Orangutan.
Need a range of food to survive.
Why is palm oil grown then?
Because palm oil production gives 6 to 10 times more oil than rapeseed oil and sunflower oil. So it needs less space.
If palm oil is the cause of such hardship, why not ban it altogether?
We can't do that because palm oil farmers will lose their livelihood and be available to support their families.
So what is the solution?
We need to protect rainforests where pygmy elephant and Sumatra rhino lives. But we also need to produce palm oil.
Would you prefer to continue using palm oil and lose world rainforest and its animals, or is there another way?
There is another way, and that is producing sustainable palm oil.
What does sustainable mean?
Sustainable means a way to produce palm oil but not keep causing the destruction of the world rainforests.
We can still enjoy eating Oreos and washing our hair with shampoo but not harm the habitat of world wildlife and livelihoods of palm oil producers. The RSPO Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil, who will ensure stopping deforestation fair trade to farmers and most importantly, protect animals and their habitats.
What can we all do?
We can buy only products that contain sustainable palm oil that protects the environment, the animals and our earth.
We can also check the products' ingredients before we buy them.
While we have been speaking to you, another 144 areas, the size of football pitches, have been lost to deforestation. We can't go on like this. Something must be done, and soon. We hope you have learned something about the production of palm oil and the effect on the world. We hope you are more aware and now willing to help to save our wildlife and environment.
Thank you for listening for Cheyenne and me.
We have to be selfless to support and sustain for the future.
Hello, listeners. My name is Arkan. I am a Pompey Pirate and a Kurd. I am here to talk to you about the good things and bad things about palm oil. Hey, listeners, do you spread your Nutella on your bread? Do you drink Coca-Cola? Or do you eat Oreos with a lovely, cool glass of milk? You do? Because they're all made with palm oil. What I am trying to say is that 50% of products you buy contain palm oil. But I'm not trying to say don't buy them, just think before you buy. Read the packaging. Look for sustainable commitment statements printed on the labels. The problem of growing palm oil is that poor farmers in countries like South America need to grow palm oil to make a living. Big companies encourage them to grow palm oil trees, but this means cutting down large areas of the rainforest where hundreds of species live. These species, like orangutans, are dying out in huge numbers. What is the solution to this problem? I think we need to encourage farmers to grow a mix of trees alongside their palm oil trees. This might encourage orangutans to live in new environments. This could be part of the sustainable commitment. Do you listeners agree? I am going to tell you one more time. Did I say tell you? I really should have said ask. Please read the packaging.
A very clear message there from our pirates. Our show tonight has featured a series of interesting and informative speeches from the Year 5 Pirates of Westover Primary School and Cottage Grove Primary School. And we have heard some incredible facts about the devastation that has been caused by clearing of the rainforest to make way for palm oil plantations. We've also heard about the vast range of products, many of which can be found in your home and kitchen, which contain palm oil, as well as thinking about what the best course of action is to take in order to improve the situation.
That has been another of the really enjoyable parts of working on this project with the pirates. So many of them have grown in confidence over the course of their time with us. So, to see them confidently and coherently expressing their own opinions is an absolute delight. Now, at the start of this evening's show, we mentioned that a large part of the work we do at Pompey Pirates is focused on producing meaningful published projects so that the pirates can share their work with the rest of the city. The speeches featured in our show tonight are the outcome of the Pirates' third project, and we have been so pleased to work on this with the support of Express FM. If you've been enjoying listening to the Pirates' work this evening, then you might like to check out their first project, which was completed before Christmas. For our first term together, the young pirates made an amazing accomplishment and became published authors. Their book, entitled Tale from the Seven Seas, showcased their outstanding imagination and spellbinding storytelling ability in a collection of short stories. And the best bit is that copies of the book are available from South Sea independent bookshop, Pigeon Books. So, if you'd like to dive into the Seven Seas, you can support the work of the Literacy Hubs and support a local business. Win-win!
If you would like to learn more about the work that we are doing at the Pompey Pirates and the Literacy Hubs, hear about all our exciting projects, and keep up to date with all our news, then you can find us on social media. We are at the Literacy Hubs, again, with an S on the end. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So give us a follow or drop us a message. We'd love to hear what you've thought about the interesting work of the pirates on the show tonight.
Now we've sadly come to the last of this evening's speeches, and this marks the end of our radio shows for this year.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight as we've shared what I think we can all agree have been some insightful, passionate and heartfelt contributions from the Pirates of Westover Primary School and Cottage Grove Primary School. I hope that it gives you something to think about, something to talk about at home, and maybe even some ideas of things that you can do to help change things for the better.
Thank you to the Pirates for all the effort they have put into making this a very special show. And thanks again to Express FM for supporting the Pirates to share their work with the city of Portsmouth. We very much hope that you've enjoyed this evening as much as we have. Have a good night.